You're listening to SBS News.
France, as the host nation, automatically qualified for the 2019 Women's World Cup. But the French side's appearance was inevitable considering its number four world ranking, and it has improved so much it's now being seen as the team to beat. Former Australian Matildas goalkeeper Melissa Barbieri says she fancies Les Bleus to take out the tournament.
France is my tip to go all the way to the final, basically, because they've been bubbling under the surface for probably a decade now.
Despite having not played a World Finals qualifying match since 2014, the French are still expected to perform well under World Cup pressure. SBS commentator and former Matilda Joey Peters says that's because the side brings a whole heap of lower-level experience.
We just saw Lyon, which has five or six of their main stars in the team, just went and absolutely whitewashed the rest of Europe in their club competition, and that's been happening for a number of years. So in terms of playing on that stage, as you know, I know that, well, not much beats the World Cup, but certainly what they've been able to achieve, they also did have a good victory over the US, which is always a good measure of how they're going.
Peters says the side will be in good hands under Corinne Diacre, who scored the winning goal to help the French qualify for their first ever World Cup in 2003. She believes Les Bleus can beat their best performance at a World Cup, the fourth place they gained in the 2011 tournament in Germany. France kicks off the 2019 tournament with a match against number 14 ranked Korea Republic, who also competed in their first World Cup in 2003. Peters thinks the Koreans will be a team to watch.
They are still a very, very good team, and they would be hoping, I think, to be able to reach the next round when they face particularly Norway. So have a look out for them, because they're still a very, very good team, and I think would have learnt a lot by actually playing Australia when we recently beat them.
Norway and Nigeria will face each other in their first match on day three of the tournament. While Nigeria is ranked number 33 in the world, Norway is likely to struggle without star player Ada Hegerberg, the 2019 winner of the Ballon d'Or Féminin, the women's equivalent of what is deemed to be the most prestigious individual men's award. Hegerberg decided in 2017 to stop playing international football in protest at the way Norway treats women's football. SBS commentator Joey Peters says no matter how Norway performs, it's vital Hegerberg's message isn't lost.
Her whole message is around equality. So Norway is actually one of the more progressive nations in the world, but yet she is still standing up, and I feel like there's a message there for the rest of the world to stand with her and just say we need to address these issues in society of how society views and their attitudes around women.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.